Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to welcome each and every one of us to today's service. It is our first Sunday, our Thanksgiving Sunday. This is our year of laughter. And the Lord will cause us to laugh in every area of our life in the name of Jesus. Today is the day the Lord has made, and we shall be glad and rejoice in it. Therefore, we are going to lift up our voice and appreciate the name of the Lord for all the wonderful things He has been doing in our lives, for His faithfulness, for His love, for His everlasting help that we have received. Lift up your voice this morning and begin to appreciate the name of the Lord. Thank Him for bringing you all through the month of January up to this moment. It is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our sight. Lift up your voice and begin to appreciate the name of the Lord. The Lord who has kept you by His mighty hand. The Lord who has protected you all through this moment. All through the difficulties that we have seen in this year. The Lord has been faithful. He has been our help. He has been our shield. Lift up your voice and begin to appreciate the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Again, we're going to be thanking the Lord. This is the midst of the year. With the Lord who has brought us all the way. Many of us agree that this year has been eventful. Yes. But yet, the Lord has been faithful to us. The Lord's mercy has endured over our life. Lift up your voice this morning. Appreciate Him from the depth of your heart. Lift up your voice and sing praises to His name. Let's lift up our voice and appreciate our Jehovah Nissi, our Jehovah El Shaddai, the Lord our Rock. Appreciate Him. Lift up your voice and magnify His holy name. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. Brethren, again, we are going to be lifting up our voice and pray for this month is a month of fruitfulness. We are going to be committing the month into the hands of the Lord. That as we go in the course of this month, the Lord will cause us to be fruitful. In every areas of our lives, we are going to be fruitful. Amen. In our body, we are going to be fruitful. Amen. In our spiritual life, we are going to be fruitful. Amen. In our ministry, we are going to be fruitful. Amen. In our place of work, we are going to be fruitful. Amen. In our finances, we will encounter the fruitfulness of the Lord. Amen. Let's lift up our voice and begin to declare into the month of August that this month is a month of fruitfulness, and the Lord shall cause us to be fruitful. Amen. In the name of Jesus, everything that has not worked in the time past will begin to work for us. In the name of Jesus, as a people we shall be fruitful. As a church, we are going to be fruitful. Let's lift up our voice and pray. Brethren, it is time to pray, intercede for the month of August. Lift up your voice and pray. For in Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. Again, we're going to be lifting up, committing the service into the hands of the Lord, and lifting up the word. As we receive the word, that the word will cause us to pray forth in leaps and in bounds. The word will cause the word will shine a light into our life that every form of darkness will be taken off. Let's lift up our voice that the Lord shall rest upon the service. The spirit shall move over around the service. That as the word shall go forth, as the service shall proceed, that the spirit of God shall begin to do wonderful things in the life of everyone. That as many who has come to today's service will not return the same way they have come. The word will go forth with power. The word will go forth with great might. In the name of Jesus. He said, the scripture says, He sent His word and He delivered them from every other of those diseases. As many who are sick in today's service, that the word of God will go forth and deliver them from their diseases. That ain't wrong. Situation will be resolved this morning as the anointing upon the service will break bounds, will break shackles in the name of Jesus. Let's lift up our voice and begin to pray. Let's commit the word into the hands of the Lord. The Bible said, the scripture said, the word is a feet unto our path and a lamp unto our feet. That the word of God shall begin to go forth and begin to shine the path of everyone who is in this service, wherever they may be connected, whichever channel they are hooked onto us, like across the globe, that the word of the Lord will come out with power and we deliver people from darkness, we deliver people from barrenness, we deliver people from the yokes of the enemy. Let's lift up our voice as we pray. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Father, we thank you for what you have done. We thank you for the great works you are going to be doing in today's service. We appreciate you. We bless your name. To you alone be all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. For in Jesus' wonderful name we are praying. Okay, so at this junction, please let's, with a jamming of our hands, let's invite the anointed voices for their praise and worship session. Let's jam our hands together as we welcome them.
Shall come every round, and Tobio has told me.
Praise the Lord, somebody. Amen. It's time for us to give our offering, our thanksgiving offering, and our tithe. I believe that you have come into the presence of God with your offering and your tithe. You can transfer your tithe into the church account. I believe right now it's displayed on the screen. You can do your transfer of your offering and your tithe, and the Lord is going to bless us indeed in the name of Jesus. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 24, I read it said, "An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings, and thy peace offerings, thy sheep, and thy oxen. In all places where I record my name, I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee." Praise the Lord, somebody. I believe that as we give our tithe and our offering, just as the word of God has said in Exodus chapter 20, verse 24, the Lord Himself will come unto us, and indeed He's going to bless us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Wherever you are, can you lift up your offering and your tithe with me as we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for this privilege given to us to give to your holy name, Lord. Lord, as we fulfill your word in Exodus chapter 20, verse 24, we are come into your presence with our offering and our tithe as we give. Lord, indeed, let your blessing come unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. May we indeed be greatly blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thanks be to your name, our Father. For in Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Please celebrate Jesus as I welcome the anointed voices as they come to bless us with their special ministration. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for another wonderful Sunday service. This is a Thanksgiving service in the first month of August. And we thank God for bringing us again together at His feet. Very quickly, I want to just take the few announcements with me. First of all, we have our midweek service, which holds every Tuesday by 8 p.m. on our Facebook Live page. Then also, we have every Saturday by 7 p.m. our Above Rubies is a relationship talk show, which we actually hold every Saturday on our Facebook Live page also. Then we have our Rise to Glory, which will be starting the 3rd of August 2020 from Monday to Saturday every 5:30 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Then we have our theme for this month of August, which is Breaking Barrenness. And our text is taken from the book of Isaiah 44 verse 3, which says, "For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground, and I will pour spirit upon thy seed, and my blessings upon thy offspring." And I pray that in this month of August, you also will break out of barrenness in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Very quickly also, we have our book of the month, and which are Exposing and Overcoming the Spirit of Barrenness by Glenn Arikin. Then we also have How to Overcome Barrenness in Ministry by Bishop Dag Heward Mills. We also have You Shall Not Be Barren by Bishop David Oyedepo. Thank you very much for staying with us, and do enjoy the rest of the service.
Hallelujah. It is time for testimonies. We have here a testimony from David Livingston Chapel. He says, during the regime of the former President Goodluck, when fuel was subsidized, he said, I lost my job. And it really affected me for years. And because of this experience, when the lockdown started this year, I was so afraid that what happened before would happen again. But I put my hope in God and decided to participate in the spiritual activity of the church. And to my amazement, my income increased. Your income will increase in this season in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He said, God changed my apartment to a far better one. And I was wondering whether the lockdown was real or not. What a wonderful testimony. And he said, God really showed himself strong in his life. He said he wants to encourage everybody that are seeking God first, that other things will be added to it later. Hallelujah. I have another testimony here from the Phanerosis Chapel. And it says that during the course of this past week, I was believing God for provision. And I was making confession to that effect. And said, I received a call. And that call brought provision that I know could only be attributed to the hand of God. As many that are seeking the hand of God in this season, I pray that the Lord Almighty will visit you. And you will see His hand strong and mighty in your life in the name of Jesus. I pray that testimonies will flow like a river in the life of every royal in this season in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for these testimonies. It shall be permanent in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It is time to pray. I want us to rise up on our feet. I'm going to be reading the scripture. I'll be reading from the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 4 to 8. And it says, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, hard faith to virtue, and virtue to knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and temperance patience, and patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus. This is our month of breaking barrenness. This is a month where we break the hold of barrenness in our lives. Today, I want you to rise to your feet. He says there are some things we must add together. We must add virtue to diligence. We must add that to knowledge. We must add that to patience. And if we abound in all these good works, he says barrenness will not have a place in our lives. Unfruitfulness will not have a place in our lives. We are going to pray today that every royal will begin to bear fruit. Spiritual fruit, supernatural fruit. Souls will be won in this season. That the Lord will multiply us as a church. The Lord will multiply us as a people. We will begin to bear fruit. Lift your voices and begin to pray. Lift your voices and begin to pray. Pray this morning. Talk to the Lord that every hold of barrenness is broken. Every hold of barrenness is broken. In the name of Jesus, every hold of barrenness, spiritual barrenness, soul-winning barrenness, they are broken from today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because the word of the Lord says so. He said, neither shall we be barren, nor unfruitful. We will not be barren or unfruitful. The knowledge of the Lord will be in abundance in our lives. The souls will be added to us in bountiful measures. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. Pray for your members. Pray for your sheep as a shepherd. Say, in the name of Jesus, in this season, I begin to bear fruit. I am bearing fruit. I am multiplying. I am bearing fruit. I am multiplying. I am winning souls. I am winning souls. My chapel is growing in leaps and in bounds. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we have prayed. We are going to still pray for ourselves. 2 Kings chapter 2, from verse 21 to 22 says, and he went forth unto the springs of waters and cast the salt in them and said, God seeth the Lord, I have healed these waters. This shall not be from thence anymore. Let me read it again. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 21 to 22 says, and he went forth unto the springs of waters and cast the salt there and said, thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elisha, which he spake. It is possible for the land to be barren. It is possible for the waters to be barren. But for every barrenness, the word of God says there is a solution. I pray for you today that solution is coming to every condition of barrenness in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are now going to use the word of the Lord, which is the sword of the Spirit, to fight this battle. I want you to rise to your feet this morning and begin to talk to God and say, every hold of barrenness in my life, every water of barrenness in my life, every land of barrenness in my life, your yoke is broken today. I am delivered from barrenness. I am delivered from unfruitfulness in my business, in my work, in my life, in my ministry. I am delivered from barrenness. Lift your voices and begin to talk to God. Lift your voices and begin to talk to God. Talk to him right now. Talk to him right now. I am delivered from barrenness. The word of the Lord says so. I am standing on the promise of the word of the Lord. And I am delivered from physical barrenness. I am delivered from spiritual barrenness. I am delivered from marital barrenness. I am delivered from financial barrenness. I am delivered from barrenness. I am delivered from educational barrenness. I am delivered from intellectual barrenness. I am delivered from barrenness. I am delivered from barrenness. Everything representing barrenness in my life, the yoke is broken today in the name of Jesus. Lift your voices and talk to God. Talk to God. Claim your deliverance from every hold of barrenness. Claim your deliverance from every form of barrenness. Barrenness is not your portion. You were not created with barrenness. The Bible says we should go, we should multiply, we should bear fruit. That is the promise of the Lord. That is the commandment of the Lord concerning us. Right now, claim that commandment. Claim that promise. Claim it in your life. In every area you are experiencing scarcity. One of the signs of barrenness is scarcity. You are going to talk to God. I come against scarcity in my life. Whether it is a lockdown or not, I refuse to experience scarcity. I refuse to be barren. In the name of Jesus, lift your voices and talk to God. Pray this prayer seriously. Talk to me. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Your word says, I am delivered from every hold of barrenness, and so shall it be in my life. So shall it be in my home. So shall it be in my business. So shall it be in my finances. So shall it be now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Song of Songs, chapter 4, verse 2. Song of Songs, chapter 4, verse 2. It says, thy teeth are like a flock of sheep that are even shorn, which came up from the washing, whereof everyone bears twins, and none is barren among them. We are going to claim double blessings for every area of our lives we have experienced barrenness. So everyone will do what? Bear twins, not one. In this season, how many of us are expecting double blessings? How many of us are expecting double miracles, double promotions, double healings? It is your portion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Right now, you are going to talk to the Lord and say, from now henceforth, I claim double promotion. From everywhere I have experienced scarcity, I claim double promotion, double provision. In the name of Jesus, double blessings, double blessings, double blessings. They are my portion. In the name of Jesus, I grow in leaps and bounds. In the name of Jesus, I expand to the north, to the east, to the south, to the west. In the name of Jesus. Double glory, double blessings. They are my portion. I refuse to be barren. I refuse to be barren. I refuse to be barren. Your point is, none is barren among them. Nothing shall experience barrenness in my life. None shall experience barrenness in our midst. No royal shall be barren, whether physically or spiritually, mentally, intellectually. We will not be barren. We will not be barren of any good things. We claim it right now. So shall it be. In Jesus' most marvelous name, we are praying.
Amen.
Father, we thank you this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you praise for answered prayers.
Amen.
Our testimonies are certain.
Amen.
Our testimonies are sure.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Almighty. In Jesus' name, we are praying.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I want to welcome you all to this month of August. We thank the Lord for his mercies and the great things he has done. In Psalm 118, the Bible says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good, and his mercies endure forever. It is a blessing for us to see another month, and we should not take it for granted. 2020 has been an historical year, but God has still made it our year of divine laughter. As a church, we've never had a better yesterday. It has been our best year so far by the grace of God, because God has enlarged our course. He has added to us, and is adding more to us even in this month, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So everywhere you are, I want you to join me as we thank the Lord for a new month. A new month. It is our month of fruitfulness. This month of August 2020 is our month of fruitfulness, and there shall not be anyone called barren in our midst.
Amen.
I said, there shall not be anyone called barren in our midst.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So today, I want to join me. Are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you've got to.
Yes,
are you happy to be alive?
Yes, sir.
So I want to join me as we lift our hands everywhere you are. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good and for his mercy. His mercy endureth forevermore. So what we are thanking God for is mercy. Mercy is divine favor. Omnipotent favor. Mercy has no regard for what you have done. It's just about who he is. So lift your voice as we bless the name of the Lord. Thank him. Let's thank him. Our God is a faithful God. He's an awesome God. He's a glorious God. Hey, Father, we thank you. What shall I say unto the Lord? All we have to say is thank you, Lord. From January to today, what shall we say unto the Lord? All we have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All we have to say is thank you, Lord. Now lift your voice and say with me, Father. I celebrate your mercy in my life.
I celebrate your mercy.
The mercy I've enjoyed throughout 2020. I do not take your mercy for granted. I celebrate it today. Now we lift up our voice and celebrate the mercy of the Lord. Come on, everywhere you are, just celebrate mercy. Mercy that I've delivered from judgment. Mercy that I've counseled judgment. Mercy that I've annulled judgment. Mercy that paved way where there seems to be no way. Lift your voice and celebrate the mercy of the Lord. Let's celebrate the mercy of the Lord. Great is thy faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercy I see. Oh, all that I've needed, thy hand has provided. Oh, great is thy faithfulness, Lord unto me. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Jehovah. Month after month, new mercy I see. Oh, all that I've needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord.
Father, we thank you because your greatness is unfathomable, unimaginable. We cannot comprehend the kind of mercy we have received in 2020. Lord, we want you to know that we celebrate your mercy. We celebrate your faithfulness that has brought us yet into another month. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. For the works of darkness you destroyed. For every evil works you have covered. For giving us victory over the works of the enemy. We celebrate you today, Father. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And it's conspicuous that 2020 is running to an end. But it is our year of divine laughter indeed. Every sorrow can never stand.
Amen.
Sorrow is cancelled because of the power of divine laughter. We thank you because you are making us laugh. In the midst of depression, you are making us laugh. In the midst of oppression, you are making us laugh. In the midst of the pandemic, we are still laughing. We return all the glory back to you. Because we have entered into another month of divine laughter. and we shall be fruitful indeed. In Jesus' precious name we are praying.
Amen.
Shout amen, somebody.
Amen.
If you are a believer, shout amen.
Amen.
Today is a special celebration Sunday, and then there will be celebration taking place in all our centers after the service today, because I trust the Lord that it is worth celebrating the faithfulness of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, this month of August is our month of fruitfulness. And like I said, according to this prophetic mandate that God has given to us, there shall not be any called barren in our midst. There shall be mighty, outstanding testimony of exceptional fruitfulness.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said, God is making us fruitful.
Amen.
And we shall be fruitful indeed.
Amen.
Now, I want you to join me as I open Isaiah 54, verse 1 to 5. Sing, O barren, that thou didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, that thou didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Verse 2. Enlarge the place of thy tent. I thought somebody would say, I receive it.
I receive it.
This month, you are enlarging the place of your tent.
Amen.
I declare in the name of Jesus, your tent shall be supernaturally enlarged this month.
Amen.
As a church, we are going to see new dimensions of church growth in this month of August.
Amen.
Enlarge the place of your tent. Why? Because there is room for more. Your bank account is enlarged now. There is room for more deposits.
Amen.
Your income is enlarged because there is room for more.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stretch forth thy curtains of thy habitation. Spare not the lengthen. Spare not. Lengthen thy cords. Strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. I know somebody is listening to that.
Amen.
I said, you shall break forth in this month of August on the right and on the left.
Amen.
Anyone who entered August jobless, this is your month of miracle job.
Amen.
Anyone who is due for marriage, this is your month of miracle proposal.
Amen.
I said, you shall receive your miracle proposal this month.
Amen.
Anyone called barren, desiring the fruit of the womb, get ready for the job.
Amen.
Because this month God is going to make you fruitful.
Amen.
Every barren womb that is leaking or that has not been able to conceive, in the name of Jesus, this month of August is your month of supernatural conception.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
Every health that is barren, that is not prospering, now let your health be revived speedily. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There is somebody hearing me. You are the stagnant. Your season of stagnation is over this month. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said your season of stagnation is over this month. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everything that is called financial crisis. Financial crisis. Financial hardship. I send for the word of the Lord into your life that today, whatever is called financial action is over this month in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said, financial action is over this month in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, whatever this pandemic season has robbed you of, because now the thief has been discovered, receive it back in sevenfold in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 4, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. Say amen.
Amen.
I will say it again. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed.
Amen.
Neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame.
Amen.
Say, don't be surprised anymore. To be confounded means to be surprised. Don't let anything surprise you, because only good things is permitted to happen to you in this month of August.
Amen.
For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth.
Amen.
Whatever has been shameful to you in previous months, God is bringing forgetfulness to it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
One of our sisters in the Lord came with a brand new car to me, or a brand new car that she bought last Sunday. I said, Pastor, they mocked me at my place of work. They said to me, I've worked all these years, you have not been able to, and you are still going about not having anything to drive in. And I cried unto the Lord, and I moved. Say, Pastor, this is what the Lord has done. Is it now the shame of jumping from bus to bus, car to car, has been taken away?
Hallelujah.
Because see, it can only get better from there.
Yeah.
There will only be room for more cars.
Yeah.
In one of our centers last Sunday, he said that it was as though it was full service because there was car competition in the place. I said there will be many more this month in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The shame of thy youth is removed.
Amen.
The shame of past month is removed. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Verse 5 then says, for thy maker is thy husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. Psalm 1, verse 3. And you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
Amen.
Only two people is receiving that one.
Amen. I receive it.
God's word will not go without being fulfilled.
Amen.
So Psalm 1 verse 3 is coming to pass practically in your life this month.
Amen.
One of the scriptures that have come to pass in my life is the scripture I've meditated on now for over 3 months. In Jeremiah. He said to me, you shall not see when it cometh.
Amen.
And I will not, in the year of drought, I will not be careful. And he said to me in that scripture, he said, my leaves shall remain green.
Amen.
And I stand on this exalted pulpit. Even in the midst of the pandemic, my leaf has remained green. My leaf has not changed color. It has never become brown. Because God's word is ever sure. And I celebrate that word. And today, in this month of August, God's word for you is that you shall be like a tree, not a tree that is planted in the desert. The tree that is planted in the desert is different from the tree that is planted by the rivers.
Yes.
Their output will be different. And the word of the Lord is saying to you, you will not be like a tree that is in the desert, but you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
Yeah.
Ah! It shall come to pass in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Then he said, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season.
Amen.
There is a season of fruitfulness.
Amen.
When a woman carries baby or a child in the womb for 9 months, the 9 months becomes the season, the expected season of fruitfulness. If that 9 months comes and there's no fruitfulness, people will come worried. There is a season that you are expected to be fruitful. I have come to announce to you, this month of August is that season.
Amen.
This month of August is that season.
Amen.
I said, this month of August is your expected season of fruitfulness.
Amen.
And I prophesy to you, this month, you will be fruitful.
Amen.
I said, this month, you will be fruitful.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. His leaf, your leaf also shall not wither. The pandemic will be ravaging, but your own leaf will not wither.
Amen.
Say with me, my leaf cannot wither. Regardless of the season, my season is guaranteed.
My season
of harvest is guaranteed. Therefore, my leaf cannot wither. And my leaf will not wither. Then say, and whatsoever he doeth.
Amen.
Whatsoever he doeth.
Amen.
Whatsoever you do.
Amen.
Whatsoever you do.
Amen.
Whatsoever you do.
Amen.
Get ready that your business is going to have new sense of prosperity.
Amen.
Your career is going to experience new line of prosperity.
Amen.
Some of you will have salary raise in this season.
Amen.
And they will call you and you will see that your salary has been raised.
Amen.
Instead of it being reduced, yours will be raised.
Amen.
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And whatsoever it doeth shall prosper.
Amen.
Shall prosper.
Amen.
The Lord that puts you above all, that thou mayest prosper and be in health. It is God's desire for us to prosper, and you are prospering in this season.
Amen. Amen.
Now that you have seen God's desire for us this month, then the question we then ask is that, what is the master key to fruitfulness? What is the master key then to fruitfulness? You see, I'm not giving the title of my message. I'll give you this one after I finish. Actually, should we follow protocol all the time?
No, sir.
We should flow.
Yes,
are you
sir.
Flowing?
Yes, yes, sir. Sir.
Someone asked, why is it that your pastor like to say Charlie? It's because of the type of blood that is flowing in me. My spiritual father is a Ghanaian bishop that he won names. And when you see a father, a son that does not resemble his father is a bastard.
Yes, sir.
So at least I'm not a Nigerian alone now. I have the blood flowing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The master key is that you must be born again. So in the kingdom of God, there is no quick fix. A house that wants to be built must first have foundation.
Yes.
Without foundation, every house that is built without foundation cannot stand the test of time. Cannot even be built.
No.
If you build a house, yes, you can attempt to build a house, paint it, put roofing on it without foundation, give it the test of time. You crack, will start imagine, and it's a matter of time the house will come crumbling down. So in the kingdom of God, keep on this reducing a bit. In the kingdom of God, the master key to fruitfulness has not changed. It's the key of the greatest foundation you can build. And that foundation is that you must be born again. No matter what any prophet says to you, no matter what any pastor says to you, no matter what any evangelist says to you about becoming prosperous, becoming fruitful, if God is going to make it happen in your life, you must first have a sound relationship with Him. You must be born again. John chapter 3. The book of John chapter 3. Here we have a man called Nicodemus. He came to Jesus by night. And he began to wonder how Jesus became exceptionally fruitful. So in John chapter 3, from verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles, no man can see these supernatural results, except God be with him. Then look at what Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man, look at the word, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 7 then says, Marvel not that I say unto you, ye must be born again. Now there are two key words, except. Except. When I use the word except, that means that without exception. And one of the places that Jesus used the word must is in John chapter 3 with respect to being born again. He said, to be born again in order to experience signs and wonders is not an option, even though you become a juju man. What separates Christianity, the life of Christ, from jujuism or witchcraft is that it is founded on salvation. Anything in the kingdom that is not founded on salvation will turn to witchcraft eventually. That's why you see that there are pastors today who are not born again. And I recently arrested a pastor with a kidnapper. I think this past week. And underneath the church is a dungeon that he kidnaps people and kills them for ritual. Underneath the church. Underneath the church. So they have built a dungeon underneath the church. So in the morning they say Hosanna. Or whilst they are saying Hosanna in the morning, there are people underneath the foundation of the church that are inside shackles. So you realize that it, to be born again. He was arrested this last week. He was a pastor. And said the money from the ransom is not used for evangelism and do charity.
Hey!
Hey! In the last day, we'll see different things.
Shock.
What a shock.
What?
I said, tell your neighbor, what a shock.
What a shock!
It's shocking! So shocking. You must be born again. That is the greatest foundation that can lay. Now, if Jesus said, you must be born again, then we must know why is it that you must be born again. If it's a must to be born again, the question then is, why must I be born again? Number one. So I'm going to give you seven reasons why you must be born again. Number one, so that you can see the kingdom of God. John chapter 3 verse 3 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see. Now, in the book of Ephesians, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3 to 4, the Bible says that anyone that is not born again is spiritually blind. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. One of the conditions that is very disheartening is blindness. Because when you are blind, you cannot see. And one of the things that blindness causes is that you cannot see opportunity. Anyone that is not born again, God sees such a person as a blind fellow. Why? Because he cannot see the glory of the new life that is in Christ Jesus. And what you cannot see, you cannot maximize. What you cannot see, you cannot take advantage of. I got married to my wife because I could see her. I was a lecturer in a computer school. And after the thing, the student would gather to serve the refreshment. And here was this nice dancer that came to serve me more dinner. And I could see that this one is more than a 14er server.
Hey!
I could see, as she was serving, the thing, somebody else could see somebody serving, but me, I could see a white material. Are you seeing?
Yes, sir.
If you cannot see, you, if I'm not seeing, I will not have the. It was 14 as she was serving, as she smelled that, as she was serving the thing inside the tumbler, but I could see. And I saw that this one, I have to keep seeing it. And I've been seeing that now. I've been seeing that now for over 14 years of my life. And I'm still seeing. But if I was not seeing, I will only be hearing the sound. I will not have been able to see. This is the same thing that comes with a new life. If you cannot see, if you are blind, if you are not born again, you cannot see that there is great joy in knowing Jesus. All you can think of is that when you become born again, what? Oh, people know where you are. That is not what it means to be born again. And you see that, oh, Christianity is born again. Can't you see that we are enjoying as Christians? To be born again is the greatest experience that anyone can ever have in life. Amen.
Amen.
So the first reason why you must be born again is that so that you can see. When you see the kingdom of God, you will never want to go back. The second reason why you must be born again, so that you can enter into the kingdom of God. So that you can enter into the kingdom of God. See, when you see, when I saw my wife, and I saw her as a good wife material, the next thing was to begin to change and propose after her, propose to her. Then I married her. You cannot enter into the kingdom of God if you are not born again. What is the kingdom? The kingdom of God is power. You are looking for signs and wonders. You are looking for quick fix to success. You are looking for fruitfulness. You are looking for promotion in life. But you see, what you seek is the power of God. And for you to experience that power of God, the first foundation that must be laid for you to enter into the realm of that supernatural is the experience of becoming born again. Verse 5 of John chapter 3, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." I remember the story told by of a man who had an altercation. Two farmers had an altercation with themselves, and the other one said, "I will show you." When he said, "I will show you," this other farmer had no Christ in him. He just said, "Hey, we will show ourselves," and went home. Few weeks later, the wife developed a mysterious sickness. Before he could say that, obviously the wife died. They buried the wife. It was in Modernica area that this thing happened. It's a true life story. Then when after they buried the wife, then the man himself became sick. The man died. The children didn't know what has happened yet, or what was happening. So they came and buried their father. On their way back from their father's burial, coming back to Lagos, two also died. Now it was left with one who was yet to die. So that one too came to the village to want to come and see his father's property. And this man also saw him and said, "So this one is alive." And after that one left the village to eat, he went back to school. He was sitting down in school when he began to run, he ran mad. Now the difference between this last one and the rest was, he was brought to a church, and the pastor said to him, "What you want is that you want to be healed from this madness. But the first thing is that when we pray for you, you must know Jesus." So when this spirit left him for some minutes, the pastor quickly introduced Christ to him. And when he accepted Jesus Christ into his life as Lord and personal Savior, that was the first thing. Then that spirit of insanity came back again. This time around, he said he could see it like a demon trying to come in. But right now, because there cannot be two masters in the place, that demon of madness could not invade him, because there is now a new occupier, a new occupant in the person of Jesus. He said, "Today, I don't know what is oppressing your life. I don't know what is holding you down. I don't know the curse. I don't know the barrenness. I don't know what is attacking your life. But I say to you, all you need is to enter into the kingdom of God. For when you enter into that kingdom, there cannot be two masters. For there is a name above every name. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Both things in heaven, both things on earth, both things under the earth, and every tongue shall confess, including that sickness, including that calamity, including that burden. They must confess that Jesus is Lord."
Amen.
Today, that your sickness is confessing.
Amen.
That stagnation is over.
Amen.
That power oppressing your life is done with today.
Amen.
All you need is to enter into that kingdom. When you enter into that kingdom, there will be a new gatekeeper. The Holy Ghost is his name. And no one can afflict your life when you are in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Number three, you must be born again so that you can. Why must you be born again? We must be born again so that you can be born of God. You must be born again so that you can be born of God. Verse 6 says, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit." So, it simply means that beside the one that your mother gave to you, you are the son of your mother, the son or the daughter of your father, there are those who are called the sons or the daughters of God.
Mm.
When you give your life to Christ, your new father is God. For as many as received it, to them give him power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So you cease to exist as the son of Ayodele alone,
mm-hmm.
or the son of Gideon, or the daughter of Alelamole, to now just now also becoming the daughter of God. So the appendage to your new name is that you must always add the daughter of God and the son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So you must be born again so that you can be born of God. How many reasons do you have now?
Amen.
Number four. You must be born again so that you can become a living wonder among men. John 3 verse 8 says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell when it cometh and when it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. You see, when the life of Christ enters into you, people will look at you and say, is this not the girl who used to be a prostitute?
Mm.
How come she has changed? You see, this is where people don't get it. That one woman, this guy used to be an eye killer. Is it not the Yahoo boy that we used to know? How come he's now the preacher? Is it not the girl that we used to know moving from one point to the other? That everybody has sampled her like Coca-Cola. How come now today she's now a new creation? How come? You see, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away.
Hallelujah.
Behold, all things have become new. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is the living wonder.
Mm.
They look at you and they cannot say, you say, the things I used to do, I do them no more. How can you say you don't smoke anymore? He said, by your own power, you cannot stop it. So my mother said, I said, I'm not going to smoke. That day you say you are not going to smoke, somebody will give you free cigarettes.
Hey.
I'm not going to drink anymore. But that day, somebody will start chasing you with drink. Oh, I don't want to fornicate anymore. You start seeing all the girls chasing after you.
That's
the girls you used to chase after will start chasing after you. I don't want to fornicate anymore. The boys will start chasing after you. But by the time you have a new life, you experience the life of Christ, you have the power to overcome sin.
Mm.
Salvation is not strong will. Salvation is exercising the grace of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many points do you have?
Four.
Number five. You must be born again so that you will not perish. John 3 verse 15 to 16 says that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Number 6 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Two times. Should not perish. Should not perish. But everlasting. To perish means to be destroyed. Every sinner is a perishable item before God. Everyone in sin, listen to me, will eventually be destroyed. So the Bible is saying that if you want to escape the destruction that is coming, which Jesus want. In fact, Jesus in the book of Luke chapter 17, verse 26 to 30, he said, as it was in the days of Noah, that they were buying and selling, and Noah said that there is destruction coming. They doubted it. They said, so is he going to be on that day? That you'll be buying and selling, all of a sudden destruction will come. As it was for Sodom and Gomorrah, that rain of fire fell, and destroyed the entire city. So shall it be. My brother, my sister, if you can hear me. James, listen to me. Chinasa, listen to me now. If you do not give your life to Christ, you will perish. That is why God sent Jesus, so that you can escape that destruction. You have the choice. Today, listen to me. You have the choice. You have the choice. So that you will not perish. You may not believe it, but it's coming. Who would have ever believed that there will be a time like this? With what coronavirus, the number of people that one disease has killed. Look at how he has killed even in the most developed countries of the world. With all the advanced technology, he still entered and destroyed them. You will not perish.
Amen.
I said you will not perish.
Amen.
Number six. You must be born again to escape condemnation. You must be born again to escape the condemnation of God. John 3 verse 18 says, he that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Verse 19 says, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. To be condemned means to pronounce judgment, to judge or declare or as unfit. When somebody is condemned, it means that you have been judged and declared as unfit. I remember several years ago, we went for an outreach at Badagry Prison. And I saw, when it was time to minister to the prison inmates, I saw two types of people. One was, they were wearing green. The other, they were wearing blue clothes. So I was wondering, what is the difference between those who are wearing green and those who are wearing blue? And they said to me that the ones who are wearing green, I guess, they are the ones that are still hopeful that they will be released. They are temporary prisoners. Maybe they are going to be sentenced to 6 years. Huh? They are convicts. And the ones who are wearing blue, they are waiting trial. So the ones who are wearing green are the ones that have been sentenced. They have been convicted. They have been condemned to a sentence. But the ones who are wearing blue have not yet been condemned. Listen to me. Anyone that is not born again is wearing a green cloth spiritually. The name of that green cloth is condemnation. That is why the Bible says, from henceforth, from this moment that I've given my life to Christ, let no man trouble me, for I bear upon my body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are wondering why your life is not progressing. You are wondering why things are so hard around you. You are wondering why you are going up and down. Because in the realm of the spirit, you are wearing a green cloth. And the name of that cloth is condemnation. It's the cloth that sinners wear. That before God, as you are going, we can separate those who are God's children from those who are not wearing God's children. Today, it is, you have the choice to say, I want to do away with this cloak of condemnation I'm wearing, and I want to put on the white cloak of righteousness. That is what being born again will do for you. When you become born again, you are removing that green cloak, and you are wearing now the cloak of righteousness. Don't you want to let go of that cloak? You have been wearing, my life is not progressing. Oh, why is it that things are hard for me? I pray, I fast, things are not changing. You can be fasting and praying and not seeing change, because why? Before God, you are a condemned person. But today is your day of mercy.
Amen.
Today is your day of mercy.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Number what? Seven. You must be born again so that you can have eternal life. John chapter 3 verse 15 to 16 says, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes should not perish, but have eternal life. Eternal life is the life of God in you. That is the life Jesus came to offer you. The name, when you become born again, when what you have is what is called what? Eternal life. The life that defeats sin. The life that overcomes sin. Today, I want you to experience that eternal life. It is the life that comes into you when you accept Jesus into your life as your Lord and personal Savior. You deserve eternal life. You see, eternal life will affect you in this world, because it will make God to recognize you as his child on this earth, thereby helping you, thereby favoring you, thereby blessing you. And eternal life will make you spend eternity with God. When you reject eternal life, there is only one destination, and that destination is eternity in hell. Eternity in hell. So eternal life is for this world, to reign in this world, to triumph over every attack of the enemy, to have victory over the devil. Eternal life will also give you life eternally with God. It's your visa to spending eternity with God. If you die without Jesus in your life, what will happen is that you are going to go down, down, down into hell. That was why Father Abraham in Luke 15, the rich man lifted up his eyes. He didn't lift up, put down his eyes, he lifted because he was down. Lazarus was up. Today is your day for eternal life. The passport, the visa is you must be born again. Then let me quickly tell you, I know that you want to be born again today. How to become born again? How do you become born again? I'll quickly give you 5 steps to become born again. Number one, acknowledge that you are a sinner. Acknowledge that you are a sinner. Oh, I have never lied before. I have never stolen before. I have never fornicated before. But so all our righteousness is like filthy rag before God. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 3 verse 23. So as you are there, hearing me today, you must acknowledge that you are a sinner. Number two, understand that you will pay for your sins with your life. If you don't receive forgiveness, time does not remove sin. Time is not equal to forgiveness. It is the washing of the blood of Jesus that removes sin. Water cannot remove sin. Other things, the only thing that can remove your sin is the blood of Jesus. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 6 verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gifts of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. So you must know that if you don't accept Jesus, you will not go to hell because of your sin. You will only go to hell because you rejected Jesus Christ. No man goes to hell because of sin. They go to hell because they rejected the gift of eternal life. Because for all have sinned. All have sinned. Mama, you can hear me? You are a sinner. If you don't have Jesus, you are a sinner. But the good thing is, you can receive the gift. Number three, how to become born again is believe in Jesus Christ as the Savior and the way of salvation. You see, this is where people, this is the crossing point. You must believe that God sent His only begotten Son into this world to die for your sin as the exchange for your sin. His blood is the one that removes it. You must believe. You see, Jesus is not a prophet. Jesus is not an imam. Jesus is not a pastor. Jesus is our Lord and Savior. He was not a sinner, yet He became sin so that you can become the righteousness of God in Him. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
So if you want to be, you must believe that Jesus is the sacrifice for your sin. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by me. You must believe that Jesus is the way of salvation. And that He died for your sins. Now, the next thing you believe is that you must then confess, openly confess and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans chapter 10 verse 10 says, for with the heart man believe unto salvation, righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. With the heart you believe, when you now believe that he's your Savior, that He died for your sins, then you then confess Him as your Lord and Savior. You confess Him openly. Today, everywhere you are in this center, when I'm going to pray for you, those who want to give your life to Christ right now, you need to openly identify, confess. I was 12 years old when I stood after watching a film, and I said, "I today I'm making Jesus my Lord." I was a street boy, but today it's been 7 years. I have never regretted. Following Jesus has been the best thing I have ever enjoyed in my life. It's been the best decision of my life. I used to be a conductor. I used to be a thief. I used to be a wayward boy. But Jesus transformed my life. Today, that same Jesus is going to do it for you. Yeah. He's going to do it in your life. Yeah. He's going to do it in your life. Yeah. He's doing it in your life. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. So you all openly confess Him, asking Him to come into your life as your Lord and personal Savior. Then the last step is that you must believe and follow Jesus practically. Luke chapter 9 verse 23 says, and He said unto them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. So you must believe and follow. Once you have accepted it, you must follow Christ practically. You must not forsake fellowship. You have to change your friends. The old friends, your drinking friends, your fornicating friends, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, you have to do away with them and make that practical decision to begin to have Christian friends, born again friends, study your Bible. I will talk more about this next week by the grace of God. But these are the 5 practical steps to become born again. What are the 5 practical steps again? Number one is what? Acknowledge that you are a sinner. Number two, understand that you will pay for your sins with your life. Number three, believe in Jesus as the Savior and the way of salvation. And number four, openly confess and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And number five, believe and follow Jesus practically. Hallelujah. Yeah. And today, I believe God made you listen to this broadcast or watch this broadcast, whichever medium you are using right now, because in this month of August, if God wants to do something new in your life, wherever you are, I believe today is your day for you to receive eternal life. I tell you, if you are not born again, you have seen the seven things that will happen when you are not born again. Why you must be born again. And today, I am giving you why you must be born again. And I'm telling you how to be born again. Today, now, regardless of who is sitting by you, I don't know who invited you to watch online right now. I don't know who invited you to that center right now. I don't know where you are, in your house, in your office, wherever you are. Stop everything you are doing right now. God does not want you to perish. It is time to remove the cloth of condemnation and wear the cloth of righteousness by accepting Jesus into your life as a Lord and Savior. If you want to give your life to Jesus, wherever you are, I want you to stand to your feet. Place your hand on your chest and take the first personal step. And I want to pray for you right now. Today is your salvation. Tell your friend, don't miss this opportunity. Tell that lady, sister, even though you have been going to church, you know you are not born again. Listen to me, Chigozie. Listen to me, Chinedu. Listen to me, Dayo. That you are going to church, you have a Christian name, does not mean you are born again. Okay. If you have not taken this five practical steps, you are not born again. You are only a church member, but not a member of the kingdom of God. So right now, in your house, in that center, wherever you are, I want to make that decision that I want to give my life to Christ. If you open, it will step in. Now place your hand on your chest and say, Lord, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I acknowledge that I am a sinner, Lord. And I do know now that I will pay for my sins with my life. But I don't want to pay for my sins with my life. That is why I have come to you, O God. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He died on the cross for my sins. Not for his own sin, for my sin. So that I will not pay for my sins with my own life. He paid for my sins with his life. Today, I believe it. Therefore, Lord Jesus, I open the door of my heart to you. I receive the gift of salvation, which you paid for with your life. Lord Jesus, come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Wash all my sins away with your precious blood. Remove the cloth of condemnation and wear upon my life the cloth of righteousness. Today, Lord Jesus, I am saved because I have received your gifts of salvation. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for saving my soul. I declare I am born again. Now say with me, listen to me, Satan.
Listen to me, Satan.
I can no longer be destroyed. I can no longer be your servant. From this very day, I am. Receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Jesus is the way. I will follow Jesus. I will no longer follow you. Bye bye world. Goodbye world. I have nothing with you anymore. Welcome Jesus. I am your son. I am your daughter. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for the great thing that has happened in our life. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. Thank you for the gift of salvation. I pray for all those who have given their life to Christ. Those who have rededicated their life to Christ. Those who have been deceived before, but now they know that they need Jesus. I pray for everyone today that this new life will become a living testimony.
Amen.
Satan, I rebuke you. Take your hands off their lives in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name I am praying.
Amen.
Shout amen.
Amen.
Shout amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Glory be to God. Now that you are born again, now today is our, this month is our month of fruitfulness. Today is our Thanksgiving. I want to specifically pray for you. Now, before I pray for you, I want to thank all those who have been giving to us the block project. So far, we've clocked 300 blocks. Wow. Amen. 300 blocks. And this block is 230. And we are still going to 2,000 blocks. When we reach 2,000 blocks, I will let you know. But right now, we have clocked how many blocks?
300
blocks. Now, I want you to keep giving. 230 naira is the minimum for one block. Right? And as I'm going to pray for you on this day, on this, in this fruitfulness month, you are going to be fruitful.
Amen.
Financially, you will be fruitful.
Amen.
So I want you to decide to sow a seed to support the work of God. Beside your tithe and your offering, now package your Thanksgiving offering, package your building project offering. I'm not eating the money. It's 100% for the house of God. It's as I'm collecting, I am also giving like you. So it's 100% for the house of God. So I want to package your offering right now as I pray with you, and I'm going to be blessing all of you everywhere in this month. This is the month of blessing. It's a month of fruitfulness.
Amen.
Now lift up your tithe. Every Christian, tithe is a 10% of what God has blessed you with. Your 10% of your income, 10% of the gifts you have received. Even though, pastor, I'm not working, but it does not mean that you don't receive gifts. So you should give. If you're a business person, 10% of your profit belongs to God. That is your tithe. And we tithe as Christians. Do not eat your tithe. On this Thanksgiving Sunday, give as you have received your salaries, received your income, received your profit, give your tithe. And if you're a business person, you don't have to wait for the end of the month to give your tithe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I'm going to first pray for those who are giving their tithe. Father, I thank you for every tithe. Thank you for those who are demonstrating faithfulness even in this season. That the door of devourer remains closed.
Amen.
Lord, let the reward of faithfulness continually manifest in all their endeavors.
Amen.
Surprise them with good things, Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Now, bring out your Thanksgiving offering. Bring out your building project offering. Keep writing how many blocks you are buying. Keep writing how many blocks you are buying. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for all those who are giving off Thanksgiving offering today. Thank you for all those who are giving this special building seed. I ask that your blessing will multiply towards them and to them. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, I pray that you will be gracious to them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let everyone who genuinely, faithfully support this building project receive miracle building.
Amen.
Be empowered to build and to build more.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, as we lift up our Thanksgiving offering, this month of August, our Thanksgiving will multiply.
Amen.
Oh, our Thanksgiving will multiply.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Now, in this day, month, I pray for you, this new month, that whatever is called barren, let it now be fruitful.
Amen.
Whatever crossed over into August as a disappointment, I declare, let it not turn to divine appointment.
Amen.
Every setback, everything that is representing disadvantage in your life, today, I declare by the power of God, in the matchless name of Jesus, let there be a turnaround.
Amen.
Every leaking womb that could not hold baby, every damaged womb, ruptured womb, every ruptured womb, damaged womb, leaking womb, in the name of Jesus, because Jesus paid the price for us, I decree, let that womb be healed, be repaired, be made whole to hold baby this month in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anyone, any man called infertile, in the name of Jesus, because you have been made in the image of God, let there now be divine turnaround in your loins.
Amen.
Let that which you need to father a child be produced in you by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anyone that entered this month called jobless, this month receive your miracle job.
Amen.
Anyone whose business is not working or has not been profitable, this month, let there be mighty turnaround in that business.
Amen.
Anyone going through marital crisis, this month, let there be divine peace in your marriage.
Amen.
Anyone whose children has gone wayward, I speak to those wayward children. Come back to your senses in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anyone called sick under the unction of my voice. Anyone called bedridden. Anyone in the hospital bed right now. Anyone that is called diseased, afflicted. In the name of Jesus, let the bondage of sickness in your life now be broken in Jesus' name.
Amen.
HIV be healed.
Amen.
Typhoid be healed.
Amen.
Malaria be healed.
Amen.
Deaf and dumb be healed.
Amen.
Be delivered from every oppression of the wicked in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now I speak to you. This month you will go forward.
Amen.
This month you will advance.
Amen.
This month you will do well.
Amen.
This month you will prosper.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will not be disappointed this
Amen.
Month. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name I have prayed.
Amen.
You are blessed.
Amen.
Oh, you are blessed.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus everywhere you are. Hallelujah. God bless you. Till I come your way again on Tuesday. Remember, our midweek service now is starting 8 o'clock on Tuesday because of the broadcast. We want everybody to be able to partake of it. So 8 o'clock, you must come online for the midweek service. 8 p.m. And I trust the Lord that this month you are going to see exceptional fruitfulness
Amen.
In all your endeavors Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, shall we share our confession of faith? Want to go? I'm a royal.
Yeah.
I enjoy the best. I'm a child of the King. I can never be defeated. Lions are falling unto me in pleasant places. I am a goodly heritage. It's my year of laughter. I know no sorrow. My joy knows no bounds. There is no room for sorrow in my life. Hallelujah. And
amen.
Victorious. Hallelujah. 2020, the Lord is making you laugh.
And all that you shall rejoice.
This year, the Lord is making you laugh.
And all that you shall rejoice.
I am royally graced.
So am I.
And above only.
Never
go and prosper. Happy New Week. And happy celebrations in all the various centers. God bless you.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus.
Praise is on my lips. Your word is